This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Incoming Trump administration, they've already got plans to kill Biden's focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI. Okay? These programs are a joke, a waste, counterproductive, stupid. And there's programs even at the Pentagon, in the military. These things don't make sense. They don't. And they got to get rid of them, and they're going to.
Good.
I told you earlier that Vivek and Elon already said there's like $1 billion spent on just that sort of infrastructure of you, if you will, of the training, the DEI.
Wow.
Officials said the initial move would be the wholesale firing of DEI contractors and warnings to service academy chiefs that the woke era is over and it is time to get back to teaching war fighting. It's probably a good idea.
What a concept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Prioritize, as I always like to say. If you've been in charge of, or if you're a contractor, anyone that has been leading the front on DEI can expect to see being fired pretty much on day one. That's according to former Trump White House spokesman Sean Spicer. The message has gone out that anybody who's been in charge of DEI at any level should be getting their resume in order. And that includes military folks. All right.
Good.
So
has no business there.
No. No. And the costs, anything you implement with the government is going to have incredible cost attached. So it's going to get rid of them. The other thing that I saw as well is getting people to get back to work in D.C. Yeah, you know about this, right?
Shouldn't this have been done a long time ago?
Yeah, it should have been. After the COVID thing,
yeah,
it should have been done then. And instead, what you've got is, at the last minute, as soon as they figured out that Trump won, all of a sudden, they put this deal in where the folks that work for Social Security Administration out of D.C., 42,000 of them.
Right.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
They get like this five-year extension. 5 years to continue to work remote. And Trump talked about that. He goes, we'll see about that in court.
While the government is paying for buildings that those people have offices in.
Yep.
That you still have to heat and cool and light and be secure. Talk about a waste of money.
You know, I'm an advocate for working remote if it makes sense, if it's feasible,
right.
Especially for like a hybrid. You report to office a couple days and maybe you can work remotely a couple days.
Yeah.
The problem is if you're either not going to take the time or want to go through the exercise of having to police everybody, you're not going to know who the slackers are, who's productive, who's not. When they're in-house, I guess it's a little easier to kind of keep the cats in line.
Sure.
I guess, theoretically. But President-elect Trump Monday indicated he's got plans to push back on this Biden move to reach an agreement that would allow tens of thousands of federal workers to remain in a hybrid work arrangement with telework through 2029. We're talking about a friendly takeover, a friendly transition, as they like to say. This is a friendly transition, and it is, Trump said at a press conference. But there are two events that took place that I think are very terrible. One is that if people don't come back to work, come back into the office, they're going to be dismissed. And somebody in the Biden administration gave a 5-year waiver of that. So for 5 years, people don't have to come back to the office. He said that involves 49,000 people for 5 years.
Wow.
No. They just signed this thing. It's ridiculous. So it was like a gift to a union, and we're going to obviously be in court to stop it. Trump's comments came after a deal was reached earlier this month between the largest federal workers union and the American Federation of Government Employees and the Social Security Administration that, quote, places current levels of telework into our national agreement through October 25th, 2029. Yeah. A last minute deal as you're going out the door kind of thing, just to make things more difficult for the Trump administration.
That's up there with giving away more, stuff to Ukraine, like landmines. Let's just stir the pot in every possible way, like you said, for that smooth transition for the incoming administration. Yeah.
Well, and these are employees that work for the Social Security Administration. Now, I'm going to cast stones lightly here.
Okay.
And this is based on anecdotal stuff of people that they've told me that had to deal with those folks. Either they're way behind or there's not enough employees. But I just told you there's like 49,000 people just in D.C. That's not your local Social Security offices, which are in any reasonably sized town in all of America. You've got plenty of people, it would seem, but yet the wheels grind very, very slowly. So this might be one of those areas where, you know, the Doge may take a bite out of that workforce.
Yeah.
And then the rest will have to be more productive.
They might feel a little inspired.
One might think, but I got to tell you, look, I've been very, very fortunate to not have to manage people. And when I say that, I mean, if at the most, a couple, two people, you know, so never really had to manage a group of people. So I can only, you know, think about that based on, you know, my ex, for one thing, who had to deal with that kind of situation. Basically, without giving away any personal information, when you start to actually check people's work, as she had to do.
Because they were working remote as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
She was blown away by the lack of work ethic. Blown away. Yeah, I got up and I logged on. And then I took my, I made my daughter breakfast and then I took her to school.
Wow.
You know you can't do that. When you're logging on, you're saying that I'm here to work.
Yeah, right.
And so basically, I mean, you're committing fraud. You're billing for hours you're not working.
Yeah.
And people go, oh, I didn't know. And you don't know, is this an act? Are you really ignorant or what? But she was amazed. It's like every single person, some worse than others, but definitely, it seemed like the vast majority were taking advantage of the fact that they were able to work remote. And instead of being productive and happy to have that, it went the opposite way. They totally took advantage of it. It's like, you know, if your productivity doesn't go up, one of two things are going to happen. You're going to be let go, or you're going to have to report to the office. And even that was not motivation enough for a pretty good percentage. It's amazing.
I'm not surprised. I'm not.
And these are jobs that pay better than, you know, flipping burgers.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I would not want to do it. If I had, like, you know, a telecom, some sort of business like that, as far as a career, I wouldn't want to do it from home because I know I'd be distracted. I mean, and there's something, too, even when people were working from home and they said, you need to get up and get dressed and go to a room just like you were going to work.
Yes.
If you want to be as productive as you're going to work. And you know most people didn't do that.
Yeah.
You know they didn't.
And it's, you're right. You got to get in the right mindset to
do
it.
Fuzzy slippers do not apply here. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I can tell you that when I worked remotely, Greg, just so you know, I was always Well, mostly fully clothed.
Well, from what I could tell on the Zoom, that I was happy for that. Thank you. Yes. Sorry.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
I know sometimes, very rarely,
yeah.
do I not know what you're going to say.
Uh-huh.
That was good, though.